Yes. Jesus. This is the sound of heaven. This is the sound of heaven. Many rushing waters. This is the song of the redeemed. God, can you just hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. This is the atmosphere of heaven. Listen. Listen, it's the glory of the Lord that makes the difference. It's the presence of our God that brings the change. When we lay our lives before His throne in worship, then the glory of the Lord will fill this place. Then the glory of the Lord will fill this place. Hallelujah. Listen now. As the intensity, listen to me. Everybody listen to me. Stop. Listen to me. This is a foretaste of what's coming. Apostle, the day is coming as it happened at the dedication of the temple, where the glory cloud was so strong, the priests wanted to get up and minister. They could not. There was no need for a song service because the song broke out in the people. And I can see a time here where the worship team opens with a song and then the song of the Lord breaks out for 45 minutes. And the people just take it. You see, He comes to hear the whole bridal song. Not just a few people up here. He comes to these services to hear the bride. Terry McAlmon is not the bride. I am part of the bride. Your beautiful worship team up here, they are not the bride. They are a segment of the bride. It takes everybody. It takes the lady in the back row lifting up her voice to the Lord. Because when she worships Him with a new song, she brings Him a glory that no one else on the earth can bring because He made her individually. God loves your song. So when you hear me say, let's just sing a new song, that's your time to shine. Whatever is in here, create a quick melody and just offer it to the Lord. David kept saying it, sing unto the Lord a new song. Why? Because there were brand new mercies this morning when you and I got out of bed, and He's worthy of a new song. Amen? Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, take your pride away. How my soul longs to be with you, my Lord. Even so, even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, take your pride away. How my soul longs to be with you, my Lord. Even so, even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Listen to this part that I wrote for the middle of this. Come upon the nations with your majesty. Cities with your praise. Come upon the churches, let your glory be restored. Come like you've never come before. Help me out again. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, take your bride away. How my soul to come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, won't you take your pride away? How my soul to the widow and the orphan. Even so, even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. To the wounded, to the dying, Lord. Give him praise. I'm going to wrap up here, but I want my friend Nathaniel to come up and join me on one song here. He didn't know I was going to do this. He still doesn't know what I'm going to do. Nathaniel and my oldest son are almost exactly the same age. They're 2 months apart. So he's my other son, okay? We have a kindred anointing on us. And that's why we get along so well and want to be in each other's conferences and that kind of thing. There's a sameness there. And the Lord works that way from generation to generation. And I thank God that he joined Nathaniel in my heart several years ago. We've got a friendship and a brotherhood that's growing every year. So Nathaniel, help me with this. You are the longing in my heart, desire in my life,
sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all, sweetness to my soul.
Jesus, my all in all, you are the longing of my heart, desire of my life, sweetness to my soul. Such a presence. Such a presence. You are the lover of my heart, desire.
the passion of my desire of my life, sweetness to my soul.
Yes, you are.
Only
yes, you are.
Jesus, my all in all. Jesus, yeah.